Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Moed Katan Dav Chof Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara, three lines from the bottom of Chof Amid Beis, brings a story with Amimar Shachav Le Barberei. Amimar's grandson, his son's son, passed away. Korat Levoya. He writes Kriya on his grandson. Asa Brei. His son came Korat Ba'ape. Amimar ripped again, Rashi learns, in front of his son. Sounds like there's halacha that he's supposed to dafka rise kriya in front of the korah of that sitting shiva. Itchar, he remembered the yushuv korah, that he had rise kriya sitting down. Kam, he stood up. Karam ovid, he rise again kriya standing up. Amalei of Ashi lamima kriya de ma'umid minolon. Where do we know this halacha that kriya has to be standing up? And the Gemara goes on to bring psukim and Makairis to this halacha that Kriya needs to be Mu'ovid. Now there's a machlaik, is a shayla in the Rishayim. Is this halacha that's clear in the Gemara, is a din that you have to stand up when you rip the gadim, when the person that his mace that the Zion craven when niftor, he has to rise Kriya, has to be standing up. There's a shayla in the Rishayim whether it's the chatchila, it's a din lechatchila, or it's ma'akiv for the evid in the Kriya. The Rosh, a little further in the Masechta in Ois Mem Dalet, he brings down this whole Gemara, and he brings from the Raiva that's very bothered, that the Raiva understands that L'chira, it seems from the story of Amimar, that it's Ma'akim, because Amimar ripped again. He writes Kriya again after he remembered that his kriya was done sitting down. It seems that it's ma'akev for the eved in the din kriya. And the Raiva asks that even though the Gemara ends up bringing a pasuk from David HaMelech that we find that David HaMelech stood up before he ripped his begadim, as the Ravid, but that's not a Ravid that has been makim the Evan, maybe it's only the Chatchila. So the Ravid says one Mahalach, the Rosh brings down the Ravid, that is a Mahalach, that the fact that we found by Eov already that you stood up, even though the Gemara, the Chatchila was Doicha the Rai from Eov, because maybe it was a Milsi Yisei Rasa, but once we find that David HaMelech did it, I see that it's not a Milsi Yisei Rasa, now I can use the Pasuk of Eov. So it's sort of a Shanakra, we have two Psukim about it, once we have two Psukim, that teaches us that it's Ma'akif. Or the Ravid is betzadet the Einoch Hanami. Really, it's true. We only have a makar for the chatchila and Einoch Hanami. The din is that the evid is not ma'akev. The reason why Amimah ripped again was because he wanted to do it. He wanted to do the mitzvah of kriya lechatchila. He wanted to do it mitzvah min amuvchar. But not that the ikar hadin, the halacha is that you need a rip kriya that ma'akiv in the kriya. He just did it again because he wanted to be machmar on himself to do it mu'umid, even though he was already yoytzeh. And the Rosh says that l'chayr from the rif, we can be bedayik like this second teretz of the Ravid, because the rif doesn't bring down the story of Amimar. L'chayr in this story of Amimar, kipshutai, it's before this chiddush that it's ma'akiv in the evid. And if the rif would have learnt up this chiddush din from this story of Amimar, he should have brought down the story of Amimar. Elamai, the rif learned like the Ravid that Amimar was machmar nafshei, and that's why he didn't bring it down, because it's not coming to teach me any halacha. So from the fact that the rif doesn't bring down the story of Amimar, it would seem, says the Rosh, that he holds like the second mahalach of the Ravid that he was only machmar on himself. Now the Sefer Matzevitz Moshe is a little bothered that L'chayra, what happened if there's no Chi of Kriya? He was ready Yaitz's Chi of Kriya. So how could he go ahead and rip again a Beged? L'chayra is Isser Bal Tashchis. And he brings a Karbonisanol on the Rosh Islam Adalit. We have it's a nice base by us. In the Rosh Islam Adalit, the Karbonisanol over there discusses a Shita that holds that the Halacha by Shmur Ruchayka is that you could rise Kriya, there's a din Kriya on Aviv Imai, but not on other Kroivim. So the Karbonisanol brings down a Shita that this, that there's no Chi of Kriya at all on a Shmur Ruchayka. On Aviv Imai, there's a Rashos. Mashaykin on other Kroivim, the halacha is you're not Kareya, and if you're Kareya, you're Ivra Baltash. Spite of Aviv Imai, there's a Kiyam din Kriya. Mashaykin, so therefore it's not about Tashkas. Mashaykin on others where there's no Chi of Kriya, there's no idea of Kriya, so then you can't just say, oh, I want, the same way I have Rashus to do on email, do it on them also. Says the Karmasal, in a case where you're not Chayim in Kriya, it's Aser. So as the Matzevitz Moshe, how could the we learn that Amimor is Machmor on himself? What type of Chumr is this? He's being over Isar Valtashkas. Says the Matzevitz Moshe that since there's a Hidr Mitzvah involved over here, and he brings down from the Stechebet that anything that you're using with Tzairich Adam is not considered a Valtashkas. So since I'm having a Tzairich from ripping this Begad, because I'm getting a Hidr Mitzvah, so the male, therefore, is no Valtashkas. And the Rebbe Shlomo Zalman, the Mechas Shlomo, he speaks out the same Mahalach as the Matzevetz Moshe. Now, it's a little hard to understand exactly, because the Chayra, once you yitzit a mitzvah, the Chayra, there will be a big chiddush over here that's before in this Matzevetz Moshe, maybe even in the Ravid already. The Chayra, he was already yitzit a mitzvah. The Matzevetz Moshe is explaining this Ravid that when I'm doing the next Kriya, I'm being machmer, I'm doing it more mahodrdik. I want to do it more mahodrdik. L'chayra, you're not doing any kriya anymore. Once you yates a kriya, you can't do a kriya again. Once you did a mitzvah, can you do the mitzvah again, ba'ifin mahodr? L'chayra, it would sound from this batzavis moshe with this ravid that after I do a mitzvah, I could do that even I was ready yaitse. He was yaitse, he finished. The halach is that for the evid you yaitse. L'chavchili, you should try to stand up. But for the evid, the ravid in the second mahalach goes that you yaitse. Apple pekin, it seems like there's still a mokahim to go and do the mitzvah again with the hidra mitzvah, with the ma'umid shaboy, and you still get a hidra mitzvah, even though you already yaitse with the original kriya, we could still consider the second kriya as a kriya that you could have a hiddur mitzvah in that kriya. The chayyur in that would be a big chiddush. Now the Ramban has another mahalach how to answer the Ravid's kasha, and he says that the Gemara brings a pasuk from Iyuv, and it says Vayakum Iyuv Yikras Me'iloi. And the Gemara says, how could you bring a makar from that pasuk? We have a pasuk by Chalit, it says V'omad V'omar Loi Chafatzi L'kachto. And we have a braisa that you yoytze without standing up. So obviously the fact that it says Va'omar Va'omar is not a raya that you need standing up. Says the Ramban, Va'olam, the Gemara does not mean to say that you don't need to stand up by Chalitza. If you take a look at Taisis brings the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kuvavim and Aleph that says clearly that there's a din amida by Chalitza. Says the Ramban, the answer is that in the Chanami there's a din lechatchila. From the fact that it says Va'omar Va'omar, there's a din lechatchila. The whole noise over here in our sugya is we're trying to figure out is how do we know that it's b'di'evid? And that we only know from the fact that there's an extra strong lashon of vayakom. If it would just say the amad, that's a lashon of a sipur dvarim, that would have been a din lechatchila we would learn from there, like we learn out by chalitza. But the fact is the extra lashon of vayakom says Rabban, that's how I know that it's ma'akiv b'di'evid. That's how he answers the Ravid's kasha. And in the Chanami, the whole Gemara was just trying to figure out where do we know the chatchila that we could learn out, that we knew that we didn't need a special lashon. That the Gemara wasn't asking on. The Gemara was asking on the din b'di'evid. As an interesting shtukah from the Tal Chaim, he brings that if you look in the Paiskim in Siman Ches, which is the first Siman in our Chaim about Hilchas Tzitzis, the Paiskim over there, the Bach, the El Yeraba, they're busy with the Yerushalmi, that's Vavor, that's Zalocha, that all mitzvahs is like doing Avodah, and Avodah needs to be standing up. Anytime you do a mitzvah, you have to do it standing up. So ask the Tal Chaim, what's the Gemara's whole problem? How we know Kriya? Kriya is a mitzvah. So Chayra, in order to do the mitzvah's Kriya, you have to stand up and do the Kriya. Says the Tal Chaim that if we learn in the Gemara that we're trying to figure out that it's ma'akiv, then al derech the Ramban we can say the same thing that lechatchila we knew the whole time that there's a din lechatchila. The whole question was, how do you know there's a new din in Kriya that it's ma'akiv in the Evid? In Chanami, every mitzvah you have to do standing up. But it's not ma'akiv. If you do it sitting down, you're yoytze. How do you know that it's ma'akiv? But asks the Tal Chaim, the feeder is saying the whole day in Chanami, it's only a din lechatchila, like the Rosh was Medayik in the Rif, like the Raven in the second Teretz. The Chayyur, then why do I need a pasuk? Every single mitzvah needs to be done standing up. And he says, Sarach Loimah, the Fidiz Rishonim, that the Bavli disagrees with this Yerushalmi, which he says will answer the question why some place can bring a special pasuk by tzitzis to do it standing up. The Chayyur, what happened to every mitzvah? Elamai says the Tal Chaim, the Er Sugya, that seems to need a makar, that Kriya needs to be by Amida, is going to be not like Yerushalmi, but the Fidiz Yerushalmi, it's Pasha why I need to stand up, because all mitzvahs need to have Amida. Now in that shtickle he adds an interesting shaila. He asks that once we're establishing Tal Chaim is assuming with the pshitas that kriya is not stam a din, it's a mitzvah. So it's a mitzvah that the person that is carved dies, he has a mitzvah to rip, he has a mitzvah to rise kriya. So why don't we make a bracha on this mitzvah, Tal Chaim? You don't make a bracha on kriya. You should say Baruch Hashem Shekin Shalom Tzayisav Zivanu ala kriya. Why don't we make a bracha on kriya, asks the Tal Chaim. Answers the Tal Chaim could be that since normally the mitzvah's kriya is on a oinin, in a Hanami, there are a lot of cases of Kriya that are not an Oinin. But since that's the normal story, that a person is an Oinin b'shas when he's rising Kriya, and therefore he won't make a bracha, he doesn't make a bracha on anything. The Kriya he does, because that's goof the mitzvah of Aninas. That's not gonna take away from what he's supposed to be doing. That's part of the whole Aninas. But the making a bracha on the Kriya, that's, he doesn't make a bracha on anything, the Oinin. So therefore, since normally it's done as an Oinin, therefore Chazal weren't misakin on the mitzvah's Kriya a bracha. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara discusses in this price all the different things that Avel is usher in. And one of the halachas that Oinin is not allowed to do is also likris b'teira b'raviyim uvaksuvim oshanis b'mishnayis. He's not allowed to learn mishnayis. Uvalachas b'medrash, he can't learn medrash. Uvalachas, he's not allowed to learn brises. Rashi Ksaviyat explains of a Talmud, he's not allowed to learn the Gemaras, uvagodis. So when you're rabim tzrichaleidin in that, if there's a rabim tzrichaleidin, then he's allowed to learn. So there's a halacha that a avol is aser b'talmud Torah. A avol is not allowed to learn. A Torah brings to simcha. It's not something that a avol is allowed to do while he's a avol. Rashi brings a makar, hanak doim. There's a makar, the gemara daf tesvav, he has to be quiet. He's not allowed to learn Torah. Now Rashi, both the Rashi on the side of the page by us, both the Rashi and Ksav Yad, they both ask a question. But L'chayra, it's negative. The Gemara and Sukkah Daf Chafei Amid Al tells us that a Ovo is chayiv b'chol mitzvahs amuris b'teira. He's chayiv in all mitzvahs. Besides for tefillin, the only mitzvah he's not chayiv in is tefillin. Ask Rashi, L'chayra, we find another mitzvah he's not chayiv in, Talmud Torah. So why does the Gemara and Sukkah tell us that he's chayiv in all mitzvahs? And says Rashi that klal is talking about regular mitzvahs. A mitzvah that has simcha, Torah has simcha, that's why it's excluded from the klal that the Gemara was making in Sukkah Daf Chafei. And the Rabban brings down this kasha, and he says another answer, that maybe since the Avol says Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arvis, and you can be Yoytze Talmud Torah, the Iker Mitzvah of Talmud Torah with that, so he's not Chpater of Talmud Torah, he's Chayim, he's Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arvis. So the Sefer Tal Chaim brings from this Rashi that L'chayra, it would sound from this Rashi that Rashi holds like Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos in the Ramas of Asa Likas B'Torah brings down that from the fact that even though we know on Tisha B'Av you're allowed to, even though we don't learn Torah, but the Dvar Maroim, the different places in Chazal get the Sugya Tzan and the Zakan about the Churban, Eoiv, learn Eicha, is mutter. But over here we don't find that the Gemara spoke this out. So says Rabbi Tam that the halacha is that it's asur. Avol is not allowed to even learn Dvarim Aron. And then Taisa says that he was chaz of a hitter, but Mezek do say he's chaz of a hitter. But the Rabbi Tam had a strong opinion at one point that you're not allowed to learn anything by your Avol. Says the Tal Chaim, L'chayra will be much that Rashi holds this way. Because if not, what's Rashi's kasha? You're chayiv in Talmud Torah. A person has to go out and learn. Good, you're not allowed to learn the regular things that you would have learned. So take out Eicha, take out Mesechtas Bo Yikot and Parak Eilu Begalchen and learn that. Learn Hilchas Avelus. There's a lot of different halachas that you're allowed to learn. So you're chayiv in all mitzvah Shebet Torah. Of course, you're not allowed to learn certain halachas. For the fact that Rashi has such a question, says the Tal Chaim, must be that Rashi holds like a bit of Tam Shita. And if you look in the Aruch Lener in Sukkah Daf Chafei, he brings that the Ritvan Daf Tesvav in Mayakotan asks this kasha, and he says he has the same Aruch. Achayra, what do you mean you potter from Talmud Torah? You're still able to learn the Dvar Maroim. So if you look at Rav Shem Zalman in Mincha Shlema, and it's really there's a Mata Yehuda in Siman Shin Pei Dalet, they say that even though we say not like a bit of Tam, the Avol is not chayiv in mitzvahs Talmud Torah. Since Torah b'chol yusei brings the day simcha, therefore Chazal said a Avol does not learn Torah. It's pater. The halach is he's allowed to learn Dvarim Aroyim. There's no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv to learn Dvarim Aroyim. It's a heter. You're allowed to. There's nothing wrong with learning it. But since b'chol yusei the mitzvahs Talmud Torah generally generate simcha, the halacha is that you are not chayiv in Talmud Torah b'chol. So even though Rashi could agree to the shita of the Ri that holds that Dvarim Aroyim is mutter, Afal Pi Kain, he still has a question that l'chayra are others not chayiv in Talmud Torah. But if you look in the Oros of Rebbe Yashiv, The Arizal of Yashiv is very strong. He very strongly argues on the Tzad, and he says that if the halacha is that you're allowed to learn Dvar Maroim, it's poshet at Zachiv Gomer for Talmud Torah, and you mukhiv to sit and learn as much as you could the Dvar Maroim, the Zachiv, just like the Zachiv every day of Talmud Torah. And therefore, he says the only Eitzah to explain this Rashi and the Rishayim, the Esses Kasha, is must be that they're going in the Shita that you're not allowed to learn Dvar Maroim. The Gemara goes on to the next Indian. The Gemara talks about Avol wearing tefillin. And the Gemara brings him Achleikis, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer says that the first 3 days is Asr and he has tefillin, but from the third day and on, he's a lad. Rabbi Yeshua says only the first 2 days is Asr, but from the second day and on, he's a lad. Now the question is, what does it mean, the fear of Lezer, the third day and on, and what does it mean, Rabbi Yeshua, for the second day and on? So the Rosh discusses this, and he discusses, he understands that really, like it's, the Brisa starts off, that like Rabbi Lezer is an Isser for 3 days, and like Rabbi Yeshua is an Isser for 2 days. But the reason why Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lezer's matter on the third day, and Rabbi Yeshua's matter on the second day, like the Brisa finishes up, is because you say mixes hayom kukulai. Really, you're supposed to have 3 days of not wearing tefillin, but the third day, once I've mixes hayom, I didn't wear tefillin. I'm already finished with the 3 days. I'm yotze the 3 days, and I'm allowed to wear tefillin once I have the mixes hayom kukulai. The Rosh is mistapic. What does it mean, mixa yom kekulei, legabi this halacha? Do we say, just like by Shiva, there's a big tzad in the Rishonim, that you need umdu misnachman, you have to sit down, and the misnachman have to stand up, that's what you need for the mixa yom kekulei, to be able to wear tefillin on the third day of the fear of Eliezer, or on the second day of the fear of Yeshua, or it's enough that right after Netzachama, you wait a minute, and then you can put it on. That mixa yom is enough over there, and the Rosh means to say that all you need is a mixes hayom kekulei. It's only by the Shiva that there's a special halacha that we want to have all 7 days of menachemim. That's what is halacha that you have to wait till the umdu misnachemim me'etzoy. But on these, gabi this halacha of tefillin, right after the Netzachama, you have your mixes hayom and you could go and put on tefillin. Now the Rif uses a lashon that the Isser, the fear of Yeshua, we pass it like Rabbi Yeshua, and the fear of Yeshua, it says you'll have to put it on the second day. The Rif says the Isser is only on the first day. Now the Rosh seems to be not bothered by this. It would seem that on the second day you don't even need a mixes hayom kekulei. Now the Rosh is not bothered by this. He says the Rif means because right away in the morning you'll be able to put it on the second day, so therefore the Rif says it's only Isser on one day. Now this Lashon HaRif is really the Lashon of the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chav Hei. The Gemara's lashon over there is v'hani mili b'yom rishon, and that's what the Rif writes by us. Also, it would sound from the Rif a little bit that's only on the first day. Now the Ramban brings down that the Rishonim by us, Rashi and the Ravid, they understand that you need to have part of the second day. The Isser is for 2 days, and therefore you need to have that mixa yom kekulei. And the Ramban assumes, not like the Rosh, you need to have the umdu misnachman. You have to wait till after Shachris, and all the menachem say their nechama, and then they stand up, and at that point you're allowed to put on tefillin. And he says that the Rif that seemed to say that you only have 1 day of Isser Tefillin is the Chayyur Bari Shverth, Negan Er Gemara. And he says that the Lashon of the Gemara Sukkah, the Ramban says, doesn't bother him. And this, the Ritva Sukkah Daf Chafei also explains this. He says, the Lashon of the Gemara Sukkah is talking about when are you potter from Tefillin. Right? The Lashon of the Gemara Sukkah is what we just brought, we had in Rashi, the Avol Chayy B'chol HaMitzvah Zabur Zeri Chutz Minar Tefillin besides Yom Rishon. So says the Ramban, then it makes a lot of sense to say that the first day is the only day you're potter, because on the second day you're going to be chayv to put on tefillin, because you're going to put on tefillin at one point of the day, because after a few minutes of the day goes by you will put on tefillin. So that's why we're not going to say you're potter from tefillin on the second day. But when we're discussing the Isser B'aniyat tefillin, the Isser B'aniyat tefillin is both on the first day and on a little bit of the second day. So that's why the Lashon HaRif is very shver. So the Ramban is down that maybe the pshat in Er Gemara, that the our Gemara says that you need 2 days. Refita Rif, it sounds from the Lashon HaRif that all you do, the whole Isser is only on 1 day. Says the Rabban, maybe the reason is that since the halacha is at the end of the day, after the first day is finished, you don't right away put on tefillin, because that after the first day finishes, starts the night. And by night, you're not going to put on tefillin. So therefore, practically, you're not going to put on tefillin in the beginning of the second day. And that beginning of the second day, Legabe Avelus, the Rabban Lashitase, which we discussed in the earlier Shiurim, holds Mixes Halayla Kakol Hayom also. So even though the reason why you're not putting in tefillin is only because it's night, but the reason why, at the end of the day, there is going to be a big Mixes Hayom of the Avelus that you're not, of the second day, that you're not going to be putting on tefillin practically. Now the Ran over there, it's Sukkah, that Chafeyim Abayis, he's very bothered by this Lashon, he's bothered with this Ramban's, the Halach in the Rif. And he says that the Lashon HaGemara is still, why would the Lashon HaGemara say that, Avos Shnei Yom HaRishayim Asur Laniyach Tfilin, when it's not really true? But if you look in the Ritva in Sukkah, it sounds when the Ritva understands, the Ramban seems to be saying that there is really no Isser on the second day. The Ritva seems to be saying that there is really Isser on the second day. There is an Isser on the second day to Ritva. And just, you're automatically always going to be Mekayim that Isser by the first minute of the night. So Mamela, it's not Negea ever, so that's why the Ritva didn't write it. But really in Lomnus there's an Isser. And the Beis Yosef and Simon Lamaches adds a little bit to this. He says that it's a geya because really we paskin that Lila's bits is chayv in tefillin. The reason why we don't put on tefillin on Lila is just because we're worried that you might fall asleep in them, shem yafiach ben. It's exeirah d'rabbanan. So it says to Beis Yosef, there's another reason now why I don't put on tefillin. Besides for the isser d'rabbanan that I have every night to put on tefillin, I have the isser of avelus also. So there's another isser to put it on. There's an isser for 2 days. He comes to answer the Ran's question. The Ran says, why am I telling you it's isser for 2 days? Anyhow, you're not putting on tefillin. Says to Beis Yosef, it's negated. There's another isser. We're telling truth. We're saying that avelus will asser it. That automatically you're going to have a mixes hayoyim kekuloi. And the Mishkanes Yaakov adds, the Mishkanes Yaakov in Tshuva Nun Beis, he says that the sugya, the Rif Paskin, like the sugya in Sukkah, that says it's only also for 1 day. The reason why Agamar says that it's also for 2 days is because these are Panoim, Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua, they hold that Lila's Mad Tfilin. They hold you put on Tfilin at night. So for them, it's very negate to speak out that you're not allowed to put it on in the beginning of the night. Lidi Dan, that we hold Lila Lav's Mad Tfilin, not negate. Because anyhow, we don't put tefillin by night. That's why the Rif didn't mention it, like the Ryan Gufa asks. But says the Mishkanes Yaakov, the reason why Agamar says Asur B'Shnei Yomim, the Ryan asks, why are you telling me it's Asur B'Shnei Yomim if you're telling me that's only Negea really on the first day? Says the Mishkanes Yaakov, Agamar, these Tanoim, they hold Laila's Zman tefillin. And if not for this new halacha, you would put on tefillin by night. It's a new din, you have to wait a few minutes at the beginning of the night not to put on tefillin. Now, in the side of the Isser Tefillin, what's the Isser? Why we say Avos Chayiv in all mitzvahs besides for Tefillin? Why is Tefillin special? So Rashi in Ksubis Davavam Beis explains that since Avos Oilo Ba'afar Karno, he's rolling in the dirt, he's in a matzav of Avelos. So therefore, says Rashi, Ein Zeh Pe'er LeTefillin. Since Tefillin is called Pe'er, it's not a Pe'er for Tefillin. It's not the way you do the mitzvahs Tefillin when you're in a matzav of Avelos. So it's before in Rashi L'Choira that the Yisoid of the Din is Bidin the Tefillin. It's a Tefillin, Halacha Mihilchah Tefillin. Now there's another Mahalach in the Isser of Tefillin. The Ramban, when he's discussing the Isser of Avelos, where he's discussing that there's an Isser Deraisa on Yom Rishon, the Avelos is a Deraisa, he says the Isser Deraisa is only on things, it's not on the Nehigus of the Avelos, of Igdoyig Avelos, of Kfiyas Hamito. The Isser is to be ma'adin yourself when you're Ovo, to wash yourself. And he says to wear tefillin, putting on a pe'er on tefillin, that's taking you out, you're putting yourself in a matzav of idunim, of pe'er, being mispar with yourself. That's not what you do in the middle of Avelos, and that's what's before in the Rabbanah. It's a deraisa, but it's a vor that's mitzad the Avelos, you can't wear tefillin. So Rashi's a vor that it's mitzad the halacha of the tefillin, it's the problem with the tefillin, and the Rabbanah's a vor that it's a problem that a ovel shouldn't, is a din midin the Avelos. There's another pshat, the Levush, and Tzibbel HaMaches writes, the problem is that there's a din we know, you have to have your mind, you're not going to be Messiah Das from Tefillin. We learn it out from Tzitz, you can't be Messiah Das from Tefillin. And he says the Ovel can't concentrate on his Tefillin, he's too busy with his Avelos, and that's why he's not allowed to wear Tefillin. It's interesting that the Rabban and Ar Sugya speaks out that even though we're saying that an Ovel after the the first day after the second day is allowed to wear tefillin. He could only wear it when he's able to concentrate on the tefillin. If he's in the middle of crying about his mace, that's not a time to wear tefillin. That's where Rabban speaks out. Now Reb Shmuel, in Zichron Shmuel, in Simen Lamed Daled, he discusses Barichas, these two tzadim that we've established from Rashi and the Rabban, whether the halacha is bidinei tefillin or it's bidinei avelus. So the Reb Shmuel says that in the Tor, in Hilchos Aruch and Aruch Chaim, in Simen Lamed Ches, the Tor breaks down the halacha. And he says that Avel is one of the people that are putter from wearing tefillin the first day. And the Bach is bothered that why did the Torah write only it's putter? He's usher. Avel's not allowed to wear tefillin. So Reb Shmuel's ma'irer that in Simon Shim Pei Ches, the Bach brings in Shim Pei Ches, the Torah does write this lashon that it's usher. So says Reb Shmuel, it's very possible that the Torah brought down these two halachas twice. He brings down the halacha in Simon Lamaches and Aruch Chaim, where he talks about Hilchos Tefillin. And then he brings it again down in Simon Shin Pei Ches and Yerodea, in middle of Hilchos Avelos, that an Avel doesn't wear Tefillin. Says Reb Shmuel, it's very possible that the Torah is bringing it down as two different halachas. Maybe there's two dinim here. The halacha that it's Simon Lamaches, that's talking about Hilchos Tefillin. That's like Rashi. There's a halacha that you're not chayiv in Tefillin because it's not the way to do Tefillin. So that's a Torah. It's a Torah that the person is not chayim. That's why over there he didn't write that it's aser. Masha Enkid, it's Shim Peches. He wasn't talking about the Hilchos Tefillin. That you learn when you learn Hilchos Tefillin. He's talking about the Avos Halacha. The Avos is a din that it's aser for him to wear Tefillin. That's why over there he writes that it's aser. But maybe the Torah of Emes held that there was two Halachas. He held for Rashi's Sfarah and he held of the Ramban's din. There's a problem mitzad Avelos, and there's a problem that someone during Avelos, there's a problem mitzad the Tefillin. But Rav Shmuel is medayik in the Rambam for the fact that the Rambam only brings it in Hilchos Avelos. He doesn't discuss it all, at all in Hilchos Tefillin. It would sound like the Rambam held like the Ramban that it's an Avelos tikka halacha. It's not a din. It's not a din meet Hilchos Tefillin like it's mashma in Rashi and Ksubis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.